My brothers and sisters, this has been a grand day for me. Sit here and listen to the program of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in one of our tabernacles. The prayer offered by Brother Russ Ballard has been answered, I'm sure, during this conference. Speaking of prayer, it's so important that we know to whom we're praying and that our prayers will be answered in the best interest of us. As we pray to the Lord, let us remember that it was prayer that brought this church to be here upon the earth when Joseph Smith, as a boy, read, "If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and it breadeth not, and it shall be given him." I wonder if we realize just what a blessing it is to have our prayers answered and be able to ask for what we would like to see you do. Then that beautiful speech of President Kimball's that Arthur read to us to begin the meeting, it in itself gave us enough to think about. We follow the teachings of the Lord and Savior while we sojourn here upon the earth. It's been a great joy for me to be associated with President Kimball as long as I have, to learn from him and to feel the importance of spirit. And when we hear this beautiful choir, how fortunate we are to have a choir that's known all over the world for good and sung to so many congregations. We're very fortunate to have that. We have the testimonies given to us by members of the church, general authorities here during our conference, and that those messages have been as good as any have ever been. To have brethren who can bear testimony as they did and who speak of the dealings of this church and God's kingdom here upon the earth, to be a member of that church, Church of Jesus Christ, and to listen to these fine sermons and these beautiful prayers. It's been a great treat to me, my brothers and sisters, to be here in particular today. But as we leave this session, I hope and pray that each of us we'll remember the things that appeal to us. Help us realize it as we heard them, that we could do better and felt they should. As we do this conference, let us go forward and do those things which we determined to do at the time I heard it here in this sermon in this great hall. I want to thank the Lord personally for all the blessings you've shown upon me and my family and on us as a church. There's no other organization in the world that has the sermons that we have heard here today. They're the best of their as good and well done as any can imagine. I wish to thank the Lord that we can participate in this kind of service and go away from here determined to improve our lives and to be an influence for good in the world. And I do, and by testimony, say that this is the work of the Lord. I know it is true. And if we will live according to his teachings, we'll have greater joy than we will any other way. May the Lord bless us to this end. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.